Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're listening to us on KKMC and over the internet this morning, and thank you, choir, for that wonderful blessing. I would also like to wish you all a blessed Easter to all today. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for listening to our message today. And as Pastor brings the lesson soon, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort from God's Word today. You can find an outline of today's sermon inside the bulletin. And our scripture of the month is found in our bulletin in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now let us praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning again, and happy Easter, everyone. Amen. Or, as I prefer to say it, happy Resurrection Day, right? Because without the resurrection, our faith would be in vain, right? It would be an empty faith. So thank God that he rose from the dead. Why don't we turn to our first song, number 137, Christ the Lord is risen today. And we'll sing the first and the last stanzas.
It is a great blessing to be here on my favorite holiday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Most people are familiar with celebrating Christmas. We got the tree and all the gifts, and the greatest gift of all was the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we celebrate the gift that is, in a sense, even greater than his arrival, and that is his resurrection from the dead to give us life over from death and power over sin. And even though we are still under a shelter-in-place order, the Lord has blessed us with the ability, the technology, to being able to join together with praise and thanksgiving over the internet. And thankfully, we are also on KKMC Radio, and we pray for those that are listening over both broadcast systems, that they would draw near to the Lord with a pure heart and to grow in wisdom and grace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love and your compassion, for your divine presence in our lives, and for the hope of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. You have lifted us up and you have strengthened us to stand firmly in the faith that you have placed upon us, that we can stand firmly in Christ and rejoice in your glorious riches and in your divine presence. We rejoice that we do not have to pay the penalty for our sins, but you have paid them. And you have given us your word and your spirit and your divine presence forever to remind us that we belong to you. And I pray that as we conduct ourselves in this world, that people would see the glorious riches of Christ Jesus that is running through us, that they would experience the presence of Christ whenever they are with us. And we pray, Father, for your word to work a mighty work within us. In Isaiah 35:3, it says, strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Father, we pray for your strength upon those who are weakened, whether it's they're challenged by the effects and the impact of this COVID virus that is sweeping the land, that you would encourage them not to despair, but to rejoice in you and in your presence. Or whether they are under the affliction of the things of this world, that you would bless them abundantly with your comforting hands and your divine spirit. We pray for your reforming power, your reviving strength to be upon the families of Bethel and all who call upon the name of Jesus Christ, that they would desire the word of God, desire to study the word, and desire to draw near to the Lord with a pure heart. We pray that even in this time of this virus and this type of isolation, that the neighbors around us would see and hear of the glorious riches that we have in Christ Jesus. That we would reach out to those who are unable to leave from their house for either fear of the disease or being sick. That we would be your hands, your feet, and your loving arms to those who need you. And that they would experience that transforming power that you have placed upon your children, and that they might become yours. We pray for this country, Lord, as there are so many people who are frantic and upset and that are outright afraid, that you would bring calmness and peace and wisdom over the land to comfort and encourage the people in you. We pray for those that need your healing power. Lord, there are many who are infected with this COVID-19 virus. Pray for your healing touch and your comforting spirit. We pray that you would strengthen Lily, who has low blood platelets. You would bless her with strength, not only in her body, but most importantly, from your presence. We pray for Philomena Laurel and your strengthening of her spirit in you, and to encourage her as she's suffering health issues as well. And we lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, as they continue to have health issues, and that you would bless them and encourage them with your divine presence and grace, as the glorious riches of Christ would be over them. We pray that you be with our friends, some of our friends that have cancer, Lord, for Patricia Llewellyn, for Bob Jones' brother Ron, for Dinesh's, Victor's coworker Dinesh, his daughter, Lord, that you would bless them with your comforting spirit and healing touch and encourage their hearts in you. And Father, we pray for those that are expecting, for your hand of grace upon them, for you to strengthen their bodies, to deliver safely, and that you would have them raise these children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. For Jacqueline Palmer, expecting in May, and Esther Polias, expecting in September, we pray that you would use us, even in this midst of time of this COVID and shelter in place stuff, that you would use us, Lord, to reach out and evangelize the community around us, and that they would see and hear and know of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the hope of glory. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the missionaries today, and pray for your grace to be upon them, to encourage them to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to strengthen them with your divine presence and spirit. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila, serving in various places in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco, serving in Bogota, Colombia, for Martha Peretti, serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Carl and Ruth Knott, serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez, serving in Malaga, Spain, Form Choices, ministering to women in Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray that you would use them to grow and expand your kingdom. And we pray for this offering to bring honor and glory to your name, to be used to expand the gospel of Jesus Christ as you see fit. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear the testimony of Christ and who support the work of ministry, whether they're in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, or later on in CD, that you, Lord, would bless them abundantly with your divine grace and your divine guidance. To the praise, honor, glory due your name, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Christ's earthly ministry were marked by powerful miracles and inspired teachings. For Jesus' closest followers, they were confirmation that he was indeed God's Son, the long-awaited Messiah, the fulfillment of prophecies of old. As Jesus and his followers prepared to enter Jerusalem for the Passover, the most holy of holidays, the words of the prophet Zechariah were fulfilled in yet another display of God's plan for Jesus. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Passover feast, even though they knew him best and loved him most, wrestled with their own questions about this one they called the Christ. What did he mean that someone would betray him? Why would the master wash the servant's feet? What was meant by a statement that he said he was going somewhere they could not follow?
Thank you.
how quickly the good intentions of faithful followers had changed. In only a matter of hours, affirmations of devotion and steadfast commitments had evaporated under the intense accusations of Jesus' enemies. As he had foretold, the shepherd had been struck, and the sheep of his flock had scattered. Arrested, mocked, beaten, and now nailed to a cross, Jesus fulfilled yet another part of God's plan, to offer his life as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world.
It was the first day of the week. Some of the women had gone to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, and the stone in front of the tomb was rolled back. An angel sat on it and said, "I know that you were seeking Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus is alive."
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
for blessing us with that beautiful song of hope. And now let us stand for the reading of God's Word. We'll be reading in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8. That's Matthew chapter 28, 1 through 8. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear and became like dead men. But the angels answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, once again we enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Father, we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, who is worthy to receive all the glory, for you are a holy God. Father, with your strong hand, deliver us from this virus plague that is upon all the nations. Protect us like you did for your people when you brought the plagues upon Egypt. Arise now, O Lord, shield us from this death, for you are a mighty God. Who is like unto thee? Father, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, predicted his death many times, and your word tells us in Mark chapter 10 and verses 32 through 34, your word says, "Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit upon him and kill him. And the third day he will arise." Father, we thank you for raising your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, predicted his death many times, as we just read in your scripture. And Father, we pray that his resurrection, his new life, his eternal life, which he destroyed death. And when we put our belief in him, Jesus can save anyone who puts their trust in him, Heavenly Father. Today, Father, may the Holy Spirit speak to many that will hear your word and convict them that they're a sinner, they're lost, and they need a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is written in your word that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that you have raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. Father, may many confess that Jesus is Lord and make him Lord of their life and believe in their heart that you raised him from the dead and renounce their past life with Satan and close the door to his devices. Father, we thank you for forgiving many people of their sins today, for there will be a new creation. Old things will have passed away. All things become new in Jesus. Father, today bless your word. Bless our Pastor Greg Thomason. Bless all the hearers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.